Thank you. Giving honor to God, who is the head of our life. We can't do anything with our God. We can't go no further than what He allows us to go. So I have to give Him honor today. But before I even say that, it touched my heart to be able to walk in here today, and a sister handed me this red folder. And I'm going to ask someone to read this letter, because when it reaches Obama, I want Obama to be able to read it. And I'm going to ask if I can get you to read the letter for it, because this is going to be a spirit of a man reading the letter, because it's addressed to him. So as the minister begins to read the letter, this is what we hope will happen to Obama when he reads it to himself.
Okay.
This letter is dated April 10th, 2009. Dear President Obama, I agree to be a vessel for hope and change. Therefore, I am writing you because of my growing concern regarding the Oscar Grant incident, which occurred on January 1st, 2009. This case has been postponed until May 18th, 2009. The Bible says, when the righteous are in authority, you, the people rejoice, but when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. Because we have some people who abuse their authority, Oscar Grant's mother cannot get justice. By law, she is not allowed to seek a trial lawyer in hopes to win this case. It is clearly obvious that Officer Meserly did this with the intent to kill this young man. And then in quotes, anyone who viewed this video, if they have any kind of heart, they know that this officer did this on purpose. This was not an accident. I believe there should be justice for all people. I believe that justice will succeed someday. However, I believe if an officer views that he or she must shoot to kill someone because they are afraid, as they claim to be, then the police force is not the job for them.
That's right.
Please, Mr. President, hear our cry. This is not just happening in the city of Oakland, California. This is going on all over our country. What's really going on? I respect and value your time. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to read this letter. And then it has Ms. Deborah D. Evans.
Can I have
a
young lady please stand up?
On behalf of the family, that we thank you, and we're very grateful for our first letter. The email address is wecangetitdone@gmail.com. wecangetitdone@gmail.com. I'm going to just be a few seconds here, if that's okay with you, Mr. Muhammad. I went out to my vehicle to get something because I wanted to do a demonstration. It won't take that long. I bless God for the spirit of demonstration that He has impacted within me as being a servant to Him. When I purchased this box of Kleenex, I purchased it because I was congested. And I just didn't purchase any kind of box. I purchased a box that has a fragrance of Vicks. The reason why I did that is because I remember my grandmother, when I used to be a little girl, I used to have to labor in the field. And I came up on a farm, and we had to crop. And we had to deal with livestock. And I had to get up early in the morning and go to the chicken coop and get our eggs. And we didn't eat white eggs. We ate brown eggs. And I had to learn how to make everything from scratch. And as I began to think about that, It began to make me a better mother, wife, friend, sister, servant. It made me who I am today as a woman. So I'm grateful for my ancestors. But I bought this box because I remember when I used to get a little cold from working in the field. Be so high in the pollen or just be high from just the dust and the dirt. It would congest me. And she would take the Vicks and she would rub it on my chest. And she would drop some of the Vicks in a little sack. And she would take that little sack and she would tie it up to my pillow. And she would say, "Don't worry, sweetie, you'll be well in the morning so you can get the eggs." I said, "Okay, Grandma, thank you." And I would go to my room and I would pull my little sheet back and I said, "Grandma said I'll be well enough to get the eggs." Okay, here we go again. And that was really what I would say. But now I'm grateful for her saying that. But I got this box because when I was congested, I went in the store and I got this box and I'm going to ask the ministers to take one and just...
This is telling the truth, y'all. She's got Vicks in there.
You still have a note.
You know, and everyone, if it's enough in the box, please take one. When I opened up the box, I had got some Vicks stuck in my nostril because I needed a double portion to open me up. They already announced that the pollen was high, but I wanted to be bold little sister. I wanted to go out in the backyard to see what can I do with my yard. And I went out there and I got congested. And I sat down at my table and the tears began to just roll down my eyes. And I ran to Walgreens, got the box, came back to the table, and the tears still rolling. But I had a bag of medication. And all this medication was to decongest me. And I said, "Wait a minute, this is not what Grandma did." So I started pulling peppermint tea down. I started pulling, because I'm a little herb person, so I started pulling all these different remedies down. And I said, "I'm going to try this." I went, bought all this stuff, knowing I'm not going to take it. So I sat at the table and the Lord just quickened me. He said, "That's how the world is." Mm-hmm. He said, "The world is so congested. It's so congested that if we look today, that everybody is so tuned into self. It's me and nothing else. Self. Me and nothing else." I sat there and I said, "Lord, what are you saying?" He took me to Ecclesiastes. He says, "Like chasing the wind." I said, "Wow." I said, "Well, Lord, can you send some wind up in here to decongest me?" I said, "Because I'm really congested. I'm messed up." And the tears still rolling. He says, "No, that's how the world is." And I began to read Ecclesiastes and read all 12 books in the kitchen and didn't come out the kitchen. And when I got to read Ecclesiastes, God said to me, he says, "You know, all these politicians are chasing the wind." They're chasing the wind. They have no clue to when they leave and depart from that position. They're leaving it in store for a next person to hold that position. So if they don't do right what needs to be done, they're going to continue to be congested. But we as the people, we got to help them. We got to take some Vicks Kleenex to them. Yeah. I'm talking real talk. We need to decongest them. Because we all have some kind of fragrance within ourselves.
One here.
We got some kind of fragrance. We got some kind of testimony. We got something to say to help these crooked politicians to get right. Let's decongest them. The medication that they need, because see, they ain't got to pay for us. get Obama. I know there's protocol, I know there's steps to take, but I really need each and every one of us to write a letter from your own heart and try to have that letter to us by the next town hall meeting. If you cannot email, you don't have access to a computer, that's okay. You can do it in your handwriting. You want to do it with a color crayon. You want to do it with a pencil. It don't matter. Just help us to get these letters done, because I'm thinking about hand delivering them to the White House.
That's a wonderful.
I want to take President Obama and Michelle and the children and the puppy some Vicks Kleenex.
Yes.
I want to decongest them for a little while. So help me.
Yes.
Thank you.
Two things. Reverend Williams wants you to reach out to him to get more information on reparations and some of the histories. Our brother's a walking historical document. So when he stands and says that I spent 18 years as a slave, well, many of us can say we spent 44, 45 years as a slave. If that means that we're not able to make ends meet with what they've given us. Well, I think it's a whole lot of us as slaves, and so the Bible actually says they're all caught up in prison houses. So we're thankful, but our brother has had a particular experience that has caused him to search out the facts as it relates to the suffering of our people, and his email address is reparation_march@yahoo.com. I'm sure you'd be happy to answer all of your questions about the history of our people. That's reparations_march@yahoo.com. We want to support the efforts being made over at UC Berkeley for Wednesday, April the 22nd. It's an independent public tribunal to investigate the killing of Oscar Grant at UC Berkeley, Wednesday, April 22nd, 7 p.m., room 159 Mulford Hall. That's to help us be well-educated and informed about what's going on, and it's sponsored by a number of organizations. Finally, yes, thank you. Reverend Williams wants you also, if you'd like to call us, you can call him at 510-507-3424. That's 507-3424. Reverend Williams is offering as a gift to anyone who would like to attend tomorrow, complimentary tickets to the Oakland A's game. So let's give them a big round of applause for the gift. We might say to somebody, you come to church with us, we'll take you to the game after church. There's 42 tickets here. So I'm going to leave them at the front desk, and you can get them on your way out if you're interested.
Thank this man if you give them.
Make sure you thank the Reverend Henry Williams. Finally, we talked about the desire of the enemy to bust up a movement. They had on the cover of the East Bay Express newspaper this week an article headlined something to the effect of the J.R. Malroy and Agent Provocateur, something like that. So they blew around anything that would point a finger at anybody that is in any way, shape, or form attached to movement is then subjected to the attack of the press. So I would simply say to Brother J.R. and of any of us who might find our pictures on a paper that the scripture declares rejoice and be exceedingly glad that they will speak all manner of evil against you for his name's sake. And it's not about the name, it's about the way that he lives his life and stands for the people. And when we live properly and stand for the people properly, we should expect. Dr. King was called the greatest threat to American security. You all know that, right? Now, I'm not saying our brother is Dr. King. We're past that time. Our brother is himself, and we are ourselves. And when we stand for right, we should expect funny articles and words about us in the paper. So don't be surprised. I want to ask if Reverend Buford would take us away with prayer.